News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, January the 10th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. No progress in a reportedly stormy meeting between the president and congressional leaders. Also on the Thursday rundown, Trump to pitch the wall today at the southern border, plus thyroid medication among the most prescribed in the U.S. Topping our news, President Donald Trump stormed out of a White House meeting with congressional leaders on Wednesday after Speaker Pelosi said she would not fund a border wall, even if he agreed to reopen the government. The New York Times reports that escalated a confrontation that has shuttered large portions of the government. The Times adds stunned Democrats emerged from that meeting in the White House, declaring that the president had thrown a temper tantrum and slammed his hands on the table before leaving with an abrupt bye-bye. Republicans disputed the hand slam, and they blamed Democrats for not coming to the table. Meantime, environmentalists do not expect President Donald Trump to see an immigration crisis at the border today when he visits, but say he would create one for wildlife if a continuous border wall is constructed. Ross Brown reports for Public News Service.
Today is the 20th day of a government shutdown over money Trump wants to build a border wall. Congressional Democrats have refused, insisting the wall is immoral and a medieval solution to a modern problem. Brian Byrd with Defenders of Wildlife says a wall would divide dozens of endangered and threatened animal species and interfere with breeding and migratory patterns.
This is an impenetrable barrier. Nothing can get through it or over it except people with ladders and shovels. So the problem here is that you're not really stopping any human from crossing, but you are stopping all kinds of beautiful animals that have crossed this area for many thousands of years.
The president is scheduled to visit McClellan, Texas, one of the busiest entry points for unauthorized immigrants along the entire U.S.-Mexico border.
Some media stories say the wall is not being built, but advocates say bollard fence 18 to 30 feet high is being built near El Paso, and the president is issuing new wall contracts even as the shutdown drags on. Meantime, Eric Tegedoff tells us the shutdown has caused the cancellation of a U.S. Forest Service public meeting on a mining project in the Boise National Forest. Now some Idahoans are concerned they will be left in the dark.
The Idaho Kumho Mining Corporation, owned by a Canadian mining company, has proposed an exploration plan near the headwaters of the Boise River for molybdenum, a metal often used in manufacturing. The sole Forest Service meeting on an environmental assessment of the project had been scheduled for Wednesday. John Robison with the Idaho Conservation League says the agency needs to reschedule a meeting for this complicated plan, which has faced hurdles in the past.
Already, a federal court has found that the Forest Service hadn't done its due diligence in analyzing or sharing those potential impacts with the public. So a crucial step in understanding this latest version is a public meeting.
Federal judges have blocked Kumho's past exploration proposals in Idaho twice before. If Kumho finds what it's looking for, the company could create one of the largest open-pit mines in the country.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate are trying again to tighten up gun laws by bringing back the federal assault weapons ban and expanding federal background checks to include private and unlicensed sales.
The issue has particular resonance in Nevada, where a gunman used AR-15s to kill 58 people and injure 422 more at a concert in Las Vegas in October 2017, the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Maria Teresa Lieberman with the nonprofit Battle Born Progress says she appreciates the renewed focus on gun violence prevention.
There really is a gun violence epidemic in this country that has not been addressed. So the fact that it is a priority in the first week is welcome and has been needed for years.
The new assault weapons ban would allow owners to keep existing weapons and contains exemptions for 2,200 specific guns used for hunting, recreation, and household defense. It also requires existing weapons to be stored in a safe or with a trigger lock. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who has the power to bring the bill up for a vote, has opposed similar bills in the past. I'm Suzanne Potter.
In the upcoming session of the Nevada legislature, lawmakers are expected to consider bills to require safe storage of weapons. Finally, January is Thyroid Awareness Month, and thyroid medication is among the most prescribed in the United States.
Levothyroxine, a common thyroid supplement, is currently the second most filled drug at American pharmacies, according to data from GoodRx. So why is thyroid medication so popular? Dr. Elizabeth Pierce is president of the American Thyroid Association and a professor at Boston University's School of Medicine. Pierce says thyroid disorders, which affect the thyroid gland toward the bottom of the neck, particularly impact women, especially as they age.
The vast majority of thyroid diseases in women. Hypothyroidism, which is 7 to 8 times more frequent in women than in men.
Hypothyroidism, the most common thyroid disorder, is when the thyroid produces too little hormones. According to Pierce, hypothyroidism affects 1% of the population enough to need thyroid supplements, and 5 to 10% at a subclinical level, many of whom don't need medication. A blood test measuring TSH levels determines whether you have a thyroid disorder. I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum, reporting for Public News Service.
Thankfully, most thyroid disorders are easily treated with supplements. For more information about thyroid disease, visit thyroid.org. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.